Remember Earnshaw? This is his big bad brother. He's a special forces assassin. They created a monster.
Looks like the sins of London have followed us home.
We're being hunted.
Shaw lives in a world that doesn't play by your rules.
Like it or not, you and your friends are a part of it now.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Okay, here's the deal. About 15 years ago, Vin Diesel starred in Triple X, which was meant to be the young American take on James Bond. In the weird twist of fate, his biggest franchise to date is Fast and Furious, which essentially has become his own high-octane muscle car version of 007. Continuing the tradition from the previous films, Furious 7 sends a team on the run from the brother of the villain from the sixth film. At the same time, they're also trying to secure a goofy high-tech gadget that allows anyone to track a person across the planet in real time. Furious 7 is more ridiculous than the previous films, which is saying a lot, often ignoring and downright defying physics. One giant Looney Tunes car chase, the film is a blast to watch, though it's hardly well-written or even terribly cohesive, but doggone it if it isn't a whole lot of fun. The movie also manages to give a proper send-off to Paul Walker, who died during production. They don't dwell on him too much, but he is present throughout the film, and there's a strong degree of reverence for him. Even if you're not a fan, you should be able to appreciate the sentiment. Furious 7 gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.